Good morning, I'm Peter Wharf. It's Monday. That means it's time for our Mondays with the Mayor time, our Mayor's segment today with Danielle Cusan. She's the Mayor of Linden, Michigan. Mayor Cusan, welcome. Thanks for coming in on a gray Monday morning.
Thank you for having me.
How are the roads out there today?
They were fine.
Okay, good. Glad that you made it safe and sound. You're about an hour east of us. You spend your time between Lansing and Linden. Tell us about the community. How big is it? What happens there?
Linden is approximately 4,000 residents. Our area is just under 2.5 square miles. A very small town with a lot of historic reference. There are many residents there who have been lifelong residents or with long family roots, and some transplants like myself, even though I've been there since 2005.
Right.
It is run by the manager, does day-to-day business, runs the city on a day-to-day basis, and then we have a council, which includes myself and six other council members, that run the meetings and make the financial decisions.
You're roughly halfway between Byron and Fenton, a little closer to Fenton, but describe the area. It's kind of lake-oriented, like a lot of places.
Yes, there are a lot of lakes by us. We're surrounded by lakes, and the Shiawassee River goes through the city, So kayaking is a big thing there. They're working on a LAF pathway, which will connect the areas. We have the Genesee County Park, the Linden County Park, which is a 135-acre park just next to town. So There's plenty of area there, soccer fields. We have parks in the city and a lot of resources. It's very close to rural, so there are farms, cider mills within a couple miles.
Right. I took sort of that virtual Google Earth tour of Bridge Street downtown.
Okay.
And enjoyed some of the older buildings there, including the bookstore, at least from the outside.
Yes, that is our old fire station. It is now Beloved Books, and in the basement, Easy Kayak Rental, where you can get a kayak for your adventures on the Shiawassee.
Very cool. Danielle Cusan is the mayor of Linden, Michigan. It's Mondays with the Mayor here on Morning Edition. You say you grew up in Livonia?
Yes, I grew up in Livonia, but my family had a cottage on Lobdell Lake, which is nearby, and my parents retired out there, and then I moved out to Linden in 2005.
So kind of up north for you, north
yes.
Northwest or so. You said to a friend that you're a small city that's often referred to as Mayberry. As you've also said, a little slice of heaven. Why is that?
Mayberry, because it's very quiet. People know each other. They're looking out for each other. My day job is I'm an assistant prosecutor in Ingham County, and obviously Lansing has a lot more going on. Linden is very quiet, very safe, and I think that you don't see that in a lot of places where you're going to know. Everyone knows kind of what's happening. And it was one of my colleagues who came to an event. We had an ice fishing tournament and referred to it as a little slice of heaven because it is very quaint, small town feel.
Right. You had a setback in 2007, a major fire. What happened in Linden?
That was a huge loss for us. There was a fire in the Union, what is referred to as the Union Block, which was the center of downtown. That property has remained vacant since then. It was a very difficult time for the city because that was so much of the history. Mm-hmm. We do have Dr. Wax. Orthodontics is actually going to build on that property. She's moving her business. So that she had plans approved last week for a two-story, over 14,000 square feet building, multi-use, which will go into that place. So it will be good to have that back because it was a huge loss to the city to have that area that was so vibrant for so long to be vacant.
Right. Is that near kind of the intersection of Bridge and
Bridge
Sylvan?
Bridge and Broad.
Broad, right. I mentioned earlier Part of that historic look is your classic independent bookstore, which was a different building originally back over 100 years ago.
Right. That was the fire hall, and a lot of our buildings, like the mill building now, which is what houses our library, museum, and council chambers, was a mill, a grist mill, built back in 1850.
Counting here, but I don't have time to count up the many events happening in 2018 in the city of Linden. We've kind of been going through before we went on the air some of your favorites, including the holiday happening and more. What happens around the Christmas holiday?
So it's the first Friday in December. We have our holiday happening, and we've moved it to focus on a Friday evening. We have a lighted parade. Last year, we had over 4,000 people come into town out for the parade, which is great, run by many volunteers. A lot of work goes into it. We had over 40 floats. We have fireworks, museum tours. I get to pick someone to turn on the lights at the gazebo, which is a fun task to do.
Right. How's your basketball game these days? You said the Gus Macker Riverfest is also one of your favorites. As we get kind of closer to this date, that's coming up in June.
Yeah, so the Gus Macker 3-on-3 tournament will be in Linden again, and one of the things I get to do as mayor is do a free throw. My son will be working with me on that so I can practice up. And then that weekend we also have the Riverfest on the Shiawassee River.
Right. And with the Gus Macker, you also mentioned that's a guns and hoses event happening there.
Yes. Yeah, so the fire and police departments from Linden and Fenton also play a game together against each other at the beginning of that tournament.
Firemen against police officers.
Yes.
So firefighters against police officers. So do you root for either side? I'm kind of putting you on the spot here, maybe.
Well, actually, it's the firefighters and the police from Linden against the firefighters and police from Fenton.
So nice.
I definitely root for Linden.
You get to root for all your people. Excellent. What's kind of the biggest development need right now? We mentioned kind of coming back from a setback some years ago, but what kind of things are you looking to develop in the town?
Well, one of the, obviously, we're regular maintenance, doing road maintenance, obviously a big issue, but in looking forward to the city and what we have in using the river, the Shiawassee River, we've recently purchased through our DDA, has purchased some property along the river so that we could use that as for a river walk and future development.
People can see some of the pictures that you sent us to our WKR News Facebook page. What were some of the highlights there? Kind of paint us a visual picture of.
Well, one was the fireworks over the mill building during our holiday happening. There was another picture with the rainbow over our city hall, and on the side of that building is a mural that was done to kind of show the history of Linden, and that it is pictured there. And then I think there was also a rear side of the mill building showing with the gazebo as well. So that's, we have music at the mill in the summer, on the same days that we have our farmers markets.
Right. That's on the WKR News Facebook page. You can get a look at some of the sites of Linden, Michigan, just off to our east here from the capital region. Just quickly, what's the best thing about Linden?
I think it's a very, I guess, a happy place. It's quiet. And I like that. And there's a lot of nature and a lot of things to just enjoy and walk around and enjoy the people and all the sights we have.
Right. Surrounded by many lakes with the Shiawassee River flowing through, not far from Flint and Detroit and Lansing, right there in the middle is Linden, Michigan. We've been speaking to Danielle Cousin, the mayor of Linden, Michigan, on Mondays with the Mayor this morning. Danielle, thanks again for coming in.
Thank you.